Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. All of the accounts in the gospel are specific and consistent that Christ was crucified, he died and rose from the dead. For nearly 2,000 years, all true followers of Christ throughout the world have believed in the crucifixion, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ because of the clear testimonies in the Bible to these facts. And we can trust the Bible, of course, what it says about Jesus, because it records the testimony of eyewitnesses. And we talked about the crucifixions of Jesus in a couple of previous programs. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that Jesus came back from the dead. We talked about Jesus' crucifixion and death. Now, Jesus' disciples believed in his resurrection because they actually saw Jesus alive after his death by crucifixion. Let me mention to you one account of Jesus' resurrection is found in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew chapter 28. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." The resurrection refers to the return of Jesus Christ to bodily life on earth on the third day after his death. Jesus' body, which had been buried, was resurrected as a glorified body. Jesus appears to his disciples. We read in the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 20, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Jesus Christ, my friend, showed himself to his disciples that they see that he resurrected from the dead. Jesus Christ showed his disciples his hands and side that still had the marks and wounds of the cross in order that they know for sure that this man before them truly is Jesus who had been crucified. Jesus gave them unquestionable proof of his identity. After Jesus rose from the dead, he personally spoke to Thomas. Remember, Thomas doubting his resurrection. And Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." We read these beautiful words in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John chapter 20. Because Thomas saw the physically resurrected Christ, he was inspired and compelled to preach the gospel even in India. Tradition holds that wherever he went, he spoke about Jesus' death and resurrection. Thomas became a martyr because of this message that he proclaimed. My friend, hundreds of witnesses saw the risen Christ over a 40-day period in various locations and at various times. Let me give you an example. Jesus was seen in his resurrected body by more than 500 brethren at once. You read this account in the Gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. Please, you can also see other accounts of Jesus' resurrection in the Gospel, John chapter 21, verses 1 to 23, and Mark 16, verses 9 to 13, and Acts 1, verse 3. It's all over the Gospel. When you read John 20, what Jesus' disciples, John, wrote, you will know that there were eyewitnesses that Jesus' tomb was empty. The resurrection proclamation could not have been believed in Jerusalem if the emptiness of the tomb had not been established. My friend, read the testimony about Jesus that the Apostle Peter recorded in the Gospel, the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 38-43. My friend, in our previous programs, I shared many prophecies which were written in the Bible, the Old Testament, about Jesus, hundreds of years before Jesus was born. And we saw that they were fulfilled when Jesus came to earth, since all these prophecies that predicted Jesus' life, death, and resurrection were fulfilled, as Jesus said. That means you can be sure that every word written in the Gospel is true. Let me continue. The Holy Scriptures foretold Jesus' resurrection. God inspired the prophet David, he is called the Dawood, according to Islam, to predict the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You can read this prophecy in the book of Psalm, chapter 16, verse 9 and 10. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. I love it. Hundreds of years before Jesus came, the Apostle Peter applied this prophecy to the resurrection of Jesus when he said to the Jews. We can read that in the book of Acts, chapter 2. David said about Jesus, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet, and he knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. My friend, all the prophecies were fulfilled. That means that Jesus is our only Savior. You can't be saved without believing in Jesus Christ, that he is your Lord and Savior. I want to ask you, do you have the assurance, the certainty, that you have a place in God's kingdom? God wants you to know for sure that after your life on earth ends, you will enjoy his presence forever. That's why he sent Jesus Christ, and he gave us evidence that he is our only Savior when he rose from the dead. Jesus promises, all who believe in me has eternal life. The gospel promises that all who believe in Jesus and accept him, God gave the right to become a children of God. My friend, if you asked me, Sammy, what do I have to do? First, you have to be willing to repent of your sins. God is not asking you to have the strength to change your way of living, not even to have the willpower needed to change your life. God is simply asking you to put your faith in him to change you, to put your faith in him first to save you from paying the penalty for your sins by simply repenting, opening your heart to Jesus, and tell God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. Just pray this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in Jesus, that he died to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I put my faith in you. Come into my heart. Make me a child of God. Thank you, God, for loving me, for saving me through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you some free materials, rejoice with you, perhaps pray with you, guide you to a church close to you. In Jesus' name, God's peace with you. Amen.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.